Good morning. I'd like to call the September 8th, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Ms. Conway?
Present.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence is walking in. Here. Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Stevens?
Here. Have all members of the board had the opportunity to review the August 11th, 2011 meeting minutes? Are there any changes or corrections?
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve by Mr. Brown, second by Ms. Kundick. Are there any questions or comments?
I had one comment, if you give me a second. Had to do with that case number 2CB051168. That's the one where there was the confusion about the
case number 2,
page 2. Yeah, the confusion about the CRA thing. I am still concerned about how that testimony came about. You had the officer testifying that they had a CRA grant that would automatically give them a 180-day extension, and then the woman says, "I don't even heard of the CRA." I don't think that's spelled out quite the way it came about. It's not a big deal, but she did not have a grant. And she hadn't even applied for one. And I think that's what should be reflected in the minutes.
If it doesn't say that, but Ms. Eckstein says she's unaware of any grants. And she paid the paper.
Yeah, well, it's sort of an embarrassing thing there. That what you're saying is that the officer's saying one thing, she's saying another. I don't think that was quite what the intention of the officer was, to mislead. It's just a fine point to me, the way it is there. At least I want to put that.
Do you think it should have been more specific to the testimony rather than?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Are there any other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Does any member of the board like to disclose any ex parte communications with any respondents?
Let me ask again, does anybody understand what that is? I just want to make sure that we bring that up at every meeting, but I'll make sure everybody's clear what that actually is.
Well, if you'd like to explain it, go.
No, I'm just saying, basically, you know, it's a very quasi-judicial board. That is if we were a judge. We should not be discussing any of the case with any of the board members. And any information, any decision we make should be based on the case. Some reason someone approaches and we start talking about the case, disclose.
And we also have to disclose if we have any personal involvement.
Yes, right. Okay. That would be a conflict of interest issue.
Right.
All members of city staff who will be testifying, please come forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I'd like to ask that all members of the audience please put your cell phones either on silent or vibrate mode, please. And as you come forward to testify, would you speak into the microphone that's at the podium also? And if for any reason you have a problem hearing any of us as we speak, please let us know. Hey, we're going to go out of order just a little bit, and then we'll get back on track. We're going to begin the cases with case number 17, which is CEB 08111118. That was Andrew Handel. The case is in compliance as of August 12, 2011. Case number 18 is CEB 08111119, Robert B. Irving. That case also is in compliance as of August 12, 2011. Case number 19 is CEB 08011121, Ruth E. Soniak, Living Trust, dated 11-6-2000, care of John J. Soniak, Jr., trustee. Property is located at 912 Jeffrey Street. Mr. Respondent present.
Good morning. This property is, I'm currently dealing with the realtor, and they have made quite a few corrections. They are in the process of selling the property. Most of the violations have been corrected. I'd like to amend to the October cutoff.
What remains to be to bring the property into compliance, John?
The garage door needs to be replaced.
That's not too bad.
And that's pretty much it. Everything else has been corrected.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 20.
I think that worked.
The CEB 08-11-122, James E. Pratt. Property is located at 616 North Street. Is the respondent here?
I've had no contact with the property owner, and there's been no change on the property. In fact, I'm about to issue another lot clearance notice.
Okay.
What kind of service do we have?
They have been serviced. They did receive the green card. It was actually signed for on 5/26/11 by Mr. Williams.
I don't have a copy of that, John.
I don't have a copy, but this is the original.
Okay, that's fine.
That's your first notice. All right.
Thank you.
Was the property occupied?
No, it's not. But it is definitely an eyesore. 616 North Street.
What do you recommend?
I recommend $75 per day.
With a max of $10,000?
15, none are occupied.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $75 per day, effective immediately, until compliance is achieved or up to a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is Mr. Bourne's. Second will give Mr. Smart. Ms. Harrington?
Mr. Bourne got it. He wins.
He won the lottery. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 21 is CEB 08-11-123, Nancy Braun. The property is located at 214 South Oleander Avenue. Is the respondent here?
This case is just for an occupational license. No other violations on the property. Unfortunately, they have not applied nor obtained the rental license.
Chair would entertain a motion previously found and responded non-compliance and imposing a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. Ms. Himes, second. Are there any questions? Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. I'm going to skip around just for a moment, members of the audience. We're going to take case number 24, which is CEB 09-11128, Eva Knight. The property is located at 542 Cannon Street. Is the respondent here?
Here.
Come forward. Will both of you be testifying?
Sir?
Will both of you be testifying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, mostly I will, actually.
Okay. Would you both give us your names and raise your right hand and be sworn?
I'm Jasper Demetrius Moore, and this is my father, Jasper Moore, Jr.
Mr. Moore, what is you all's relationship? Well, go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oops.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Moore, what is you all's relationship to Eva Knight?
What is your relationship to Eva? Mm-hmm. What is your relationship to Eva Knight?
She's my aunt.
Your aunt?
She's my dad's sister.
Okay. What can you tell us about it, John?
This is a field-generated case. In the rear of the property, there's quite a bit of outside storage, junk and debris. There has been occasion that I've been there, there's actually a vehicle parked back there as well. Those are general, and that and the fact that it's a rental property.
Okay.
It's a what?
A rental property.
Is it currently occupied, John?
It is.
Okay. Mr. Moore, what would you like to tell us about it?
Well, the person that is staying on it is my brother, and so my dad allowed him to stay there. As far as the vehicle behind the house there, he's getting some work done on his brakes, so he's been out of work for a while, and he's in between jobs, so he ain't making enough money to get the truck, to get the back brakes on the truck fixed and all and stuff. So he's been like going back and forth doing some odds and then works and all. But as far as the stuff back there, I've been working with him trying to get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the car that was there a couple of weeks or maybe longer and all, it belongs to a neighbor across the street and all. So I've been working with them trying to keep them from parking their cars over there. So we plan on like putting a fence up there.
Okay.
Around and to keeping other people out, you know, because we also got people cutting across that property too. So we're in the process of trying to get it done, but it's just been slow and steady, you know. But I'm gonna do my best to try to get that junk from the back there out of there, so it won't be such an eyesore, you know.
Does your father also live at the rest of that property?
No, sir.
Who else lives there besides your brother?
Just him.
Okay.
Just him.
Is he paying some type of rent?
No, sir.
Is Eva Knight still living?
No, sir.
Who has charge of the property? Would that be your father?
Yes, sir.
And can we have his address for the record?
526 Madison Avenue.
John, you mentioned earlier regarding the vehicle. Is that under the category of outside storage, or is that something additional?
That's an additional violation that they have not been cited for.
Okay, so that's not something we're considering. We're just considering the outside storage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Have any questions? Go ahead.
With regards to the rental license, is there a necessity if there is no rent? I'm asking.
I don't think it's dependent upon rent. It's
yeah, that's what I was wondering my own self and all.
I came about the the issue of not having an occupational license due to the differences in addresses. He's saying that there's a relative living there. I'm not in a position to dispute that right now.
If it is a relative, is that necessary that we have the occupational license or the rental license?
I haven't tried to make that interpretation before. I think the answer is no. I can look it up again. A short answer, I believe. If there's no rental, our responsibility to show that there's a rental agreement of some kind. And the relative national is staying there.
Okay. If your father wants to sit down, you can let him sit down, Mr.
Okay,
Moore.
You want to sit down?
Yeah. I would move that the property be held to be in non-compliance and the respondent be given until October the 5th to bring it into compliance and be returned to the board for imposition of a fine of $2,000.
Before we do that, let me ask, if I can, Mr. Moore, a question about
sure.
that.
Sure.
Go ahead, Mr. Well, I was going to ask, how soon do you think you can have the property cleaned up?
With regards to the outside storage, the items that are outside.
Okay, as far as the junk in the back, you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me the rest of this month and
until
all.
October 5th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Bowens has a motion. Find and respond in non-compliance. I can ask, or is that necessary?
No, you already found non-compliance.
Okay. Was there a second to Mr. Bowens' motion?
Second.
No.
Yes, it is. That was.
Mr. Moore, do you agree the sum of all of the violations existed at the time of notice? In other words, that the outside storage exist? Were there violations? Were there vehicles parked on the property, et cetera? Do you agree that situation exists or existed at the time that Mr. Stinson provided notice?
Well, yes, the vehicle existed there when he there and all, but that was a neighbor and all, mm-hmm. and that was between my brother and him, but I wasn't around when that arrangement was yeah, made.
We're not saying that you're guilty.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
I understand the situation.
I understand. I just want to say that I just wish I was there so I could have more, be able to explain it to you more about it. Okay. And all, so.
Mr. Bowens has a motion for non-compliance. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Himes has a second. Other questions?
I have a question. Non-compliance with respect to the outside storage.
Right. Yes.
Not anything to do with the rental occupational license. Okay.
Nor the vehicle at this time.
Right. Okay.
Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, Mr. Moore, if we can allow you until October 5th, do you think you can have the property cleaned up and brought it into compliance by that time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm quite sure.
Chair would entertain a motion. I believe Mr. Bowens also. Okay. Mr. Bowens has a motion also to allow the respondent until October 5th, 2011, to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Mr. Bowens has
second.
A
second. Oh, that was my motion. Pardon me.
You second your own motion.
Mr. Martin has a second. Before we vote, go ahead, Mr. Moore.
I just want. Now, if I can't do it, how do I get in contact? Because I must make sure my base is all covered.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Mr. Moore, if you do run into a problem, please try to contact Mr. Stinson.
Yes, sir.
And if necessary, we can try to work with you.
All right.
Okay?
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're done. Next case is case number 25, which is CEB 0911129, James A. Colliopoulos, Living Trust, dated 8-2-2000, and Basie J. Colliopoulos, Living Trust, dated 8-2-2000. Property is located at 409 East International Speedway Boulevard. Is the respondent here?
That's compliance 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not.
I think you're done, John. Hopefully everything works out. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, were there any members of council present? Okay. Well, we're going to go back in order, beginning with case number one, which is CEB 021125, Fred M. Hopster. Property is located at 914 North Halifax Avenue. Respondent present.
It's compliance 96.
Case number two is CEB 031139, Paul G. and Linda E. Harold. Property is located at 136 South Peninsula Drive. Respondent here. Morning, Danny.
Morning.
What can you tell us about it?
I'm doing this case for Mike Fitzgerald, taking over it just for now while he's out. And he's asking to amend it to the November cutoff. They've gotten some progress, and they're asking. I'm also suggesting a progress report for the October.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011, to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day, and requiring the respondent to provide a progress report at our October 13, 2011 meeting. Is there such a motion?
So
go ahead.
You got it. Second.
So moved. Yeah.
Right. We have a motion by Mr. Bourne, second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Mr. Chair, could we just review the facts of this case? I know that the city boarded up the house, and these people were issued a bill to pay for the boarding up of the house. Has that been paid?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think we need a review of the facts of this case, because I went back and looked at the minutes, and
I would agree. This
I don't even know who owns the building at this point. There was something about a bank.
The bank is waiting for. The bank is making the taking care of the maintenance of the landscaping.
Okay.
At this time, and what they're waiting for is they're waiting for the property to go in foreclosure, so they can.
They're still waiting for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They actually wanted a longer cutoff to make it longer, but I suggested a shorter one, and with a progress, we could hear more about it, see if there's any changes.
So they haven't paid, though, for the boarding up?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And there was something about a trespass issue.
I'm sure there's a trespass arrest site program. They're on it.
They're okay.
They should be on it. I don't know if they're on it.
So this has been going on exactly 1 year.
Yeah. That's right, 1 year. That was the
while we're waiting for the progress.
Yeah. Yeah, he suggested that they get on the trespass arrest site program, but it doesn't state that if they're on it or not.
It doesn't seem that they're making a huge effort. Then what have they done?
The only thing I know is that they're maintaining the property.
Okay.
Danny, has there been a Liz Pinden found?
It would have to be if it's a foreclosure file.
It's not. It's
well,
not.
There's no foreclosure.
It's not foreclosed yet. No, they're waiting on it.
There's no
dispense. Why is the bank taking care of it?
I believe there was an attorney here that testified that they were in the process of foreclosure. There were some problems with the previous foreclosing attorney because it was the law office of David Stern.
Okay, that's
and so they had to submit
new
affidavits.
Yeah,
and they had to go through
right.
a lengthier process with the foreclosure because of the problems with this law firm.
Well, are we obligated to take no action because they're considering foreclosing? Is that the law?
It's not that. It's the fact that the bank has no legal right to do anything until they actually take the property.
Correct.
So we can't force the bank to do anything at this point. I'm surprised that they're even maintaining it, to be honest with you.
So am I. Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting any money out of the previous owners. People just only walked away. You can forget about that.
And that's why I asked Mr. Harrington. I was surprised that the bank was even maintaining the property because they don't have ownership as of yet through the foreclosure process. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. basically, we allowed compliance. We asked for compliance by November 2nd, 2011, and a progress report at our October 13th meeting. That was the motion. Okay. Case number three.
Excuse me. Let me add. The progress report is only by the officer because there's nobody there representing the property to.
If Mike gets any more information,
he'll bring that.
Coming in, and he'd be telling you what progress, what's going on, what information he's got.
The attorney will get a copy of the order saying that there's a progress report and the compliance.
Okay.
It was Michael Slick who came in here, so he's been consistently added to the orders every time.
I remember now.
Okay, moving forward, case number three, which is CEB 041154, Resource Properties Incorporated and Surety Bank. The property is located at 1065 North Atlantic Avenue. Respondent here.
Basically, we'd had no progress. July 26th, they called and canceled an inspection I had, the fire inspector and the building inspector. What the bank's saying now is that the property is definitely going to be sold and that the new owners are aware that they are in violation and they need to be up to code by next month. So,
what was our compliance date on this?
I think it was next month.
Okay.
I was out last month. I wasn't 100% sure on that.
So we don't need to take any action?
No, just no action.
No.
There's
a
picture of
them right now. No. You need a compliance date?
Tom, this is also an old case from the first of the year.
Right.
Now, did they, in fact, do?
They did some work.
Some work?
So they did some work, and then the bank took it over, and then I went by there again yesterday. There's still one tenant living in the place. There's somebody, nobody living there. Talked to him. He said that these new people definitely are coming back. The bank told me that these new people are going to be correcting the problems. But what kind of ticked me off about the whole thing was, we had a lengthy meeting with myself, the fire inspector, building official, for the 26th. They got a general contractor board, and he was doing all the work, and then all of a sudden he was put on hold. So everybody's in hold right now until the new owners decide what they want to do.
When did these people take ownership of the property?
Supposedly the 26th of July, but the record still shows the bank.
As the owner?
Yeah. Surety Bank. Yeah. Supposedly, 26, they said.
But we don't have proof of that.
No,
right now.
No, not supposed to.
Do you not have a compliance date on this?
No.
Okay, so we need to get this on an actual meeting date to take any kind of action. Like that. We can't take it today. Generally, we need to get the fire support.
I suggest compliance next month.
Okay. Yeah. Chair would entertain a motion previously finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I think amending the previous motion. Yeah. Remaining previous motions to set a compliance date by October.
Can I ask Tom a question?
Should sure. I repeat?
We'd
have a motion.
A motion second.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. Mr. Harrington has a second. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, Tom. I know we said that the property must remain unoccupied and secured to city standards. Has that been followed?
No. It's secure, but there's a tenant in there. Last month, when I inspected it, they said everybody was out of there, but now, yesterday, there was a gentleman in unit number 6. So.
And he says, with the rental agreement, I mean, he's paying?
Yeah, he's paying. Month to month basis, and it's a former motel, it's an apartment complex.
Who is he paying?
He's paying, he said he was paying the property manager, the real estate company. Arthur Kowitz.
And they had a copy of our order asking that the property remain vacant.
I believe so, because I was working with Arthur Kowitz all along, and the bank, Surety Bank.
So any action that we can take against Arthur Kowitz?
No, we can bring him in and ask send him a copy of the order.
Yeah, they're just a property manager right now.
Yeah. So. Okay.
So we set a compliance date for the 5th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there additional comments or questions by members of the board?
Amy, you will send another copy of the order to this Mr. Kowitz?
I didn't have Mr. Kowitz as a person. I had Surety Bank.
Where's Ned Kowitz?
Yes, and then get a signature.
So you're going to add. Do we have to amend that motion?
Just retroactive, right?
Well, we have to.
I just make a comment if we can just retroactive a fine dated the 5th of October if they don't
we
come
can
in
do
compliance.
That in October.
In October, we can do the
right.
Well, if I can speak to the last order was resource property deemed to Surety Bank must appear for progress report at the September 8th meeting. It was further ordered the property be secured and remain unoccupied until compliance is achieved. I mean, you had an existing order for the property to remain unoccupied. So I guess what we want to do is at least. So they want to notice today. I'm okay with that.
But we can interactively go back to the one because we did give them an order.
Okay.
But we can't do it today because the only thing on the agenda is progress report.
I'm good.
They don't have notice.
Okay. Other than that. Just made nothing better.
Maybe in the future we can do project report and take any action as necessary. Okay, that's the agenda.
It's probably better from the perspective of due processes. They're not noticed to be here, and even if we put that language in our order, they probably still wouldn't really have to be noticed to be here. So I'm okay with waiting for
that. I don't have a problem going back there, because we have to. I just can't do it today.
Understand. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Are there additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Moving forward with case number 4, which is CEB 041164, Stephen L. and Deborah A. Rafton. Property is located at 948 Pelican Bay Drive. Is the respondent present?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve Rafton. Yes.
Morning, Mr. Rafton.
Hello.
What can you tell us, Dan?
Since the last
time. Hold on. Inspector, speak first.
I did a reinspection yesterday, and I found that he's still repairing, and he's gotten into some other issues with rotting wood. It seems like it's gone wrapping around the house, so he's ordered more material. Had most of it on the some of it on the property. He's also removed both trees. If you go towards the end, the picture says the end, you'll see the trees that were put out for pickup, and they were removed from there where it was covering the electrical that he has issues with also. I'm asking to amend to the next cutoff. I know I've amended a few times before with a fine certain of $25 a day, capped off at $10,000, and this way, if he comes to compliance, fine. If he doesn't, then he can always come back for a lien review, so we won't have to keep moving, amending.
So, Danny, are you suggesting that we make it fine, certain, effective October 5th, at $25 per day?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Mr. Rafton, would you like to come forward and
These are all the
share
these pictures right here, the ones that he just replaced.
Before he responds, Mr. Chair, Danny, is October 5th going to give? Is that going to be enough time before we go to fine certain?
I think I can get it done in October. I don't know by the 5th. I probably, if we could do for November, being it 1st of November would be for sure. I would have been able to get this done prior, but I got hurt during the summer back in July, right after the meeting. It was like the third week of July. I was moving some equipment and messed up my back and put me out of service for about a month, because I know the last time I thought I'd have it, but now I'm back on my feet and we're moving ahead. We did run into quite a bit more problems than we planned on by the side of the garage door in the back. There was a tree there when we removed it. The roots had got in under the foundation, and also there was a lot of internal rot in the wall behind that, which opened a whole other can of worms. And we're moving head on. I got a friend that's a structural engineer looking at it, trying to figure out the easiest way to remedy the problem.
Well, what about all of these other things we keep talking about? The wood, are the broken windows fixed?
We fixed most of all the stuff. It was about three quarters, but we fixed.
All right. Terry, I think you're looking at the wrong case.
I am. I'm looking at the. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry.
Danny, is this the case where the city, you had to get city permits?
Yes, not only city, but also, well, they just were issued. Also, I had to go through the ARC committee with Pelican Bay.
And did you do that?
Yes, I have.
So you have the permits from them?
Yeah, it's just a whole, it's another step in the process, and sometimes it's just time consuming.
That was another thing that held them back, the homeowner association getting the ARC committee to get approved on that. He got that, then he came to the city, then he had to wait for the permits of the city to get approved. He got that, then he started with ordering the material. The material that he ordered came wrong. He had to send it back, and then he got the right material. Seeing that he found more issues, he had to order more material. He had to wait on more stuff.
So
are these pictures current pictures?
No. Well, no,
these,
no.
These are not. These
okay.
Are
no, most
well,
most
what
of the
what has been done in the last, I think this case was last before us 90 days ago, is
that correct? I did most of the painting around three sides of the house.
You what?
I did most of the repair and painting around the house. There's one side that's really bad that I'm working on still. It's near the garage entrance door in the back. That's been a problem, and that's where I'm at right now on it. But we're moving ahead on as fast as we can.
Yeah. Well, I think Mr. Brown asked you if October 5th was enough time. I would just rather give you a little more time.
His response was no. So I was getting ready to go back.
He suggested maybe October 2nd. I mean, excuse me, November 2nd.
No, November 7th would be.
I would move that the respondent be given until the November 2nd cutoff date to come into compliance or return to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
So fair enough. Basically amending our previous order.
Right. Amending the previous order, yes.
A motion by Mr. Borns and a second by Mrs. Himes. Other questions or comments by members of the board?
I have a question regarding the delay with respect to the ARC committee at Pelican Bay. I don't understand that.
Well, and some of the things that we had to do, I didn't understand that we had to get ARC committee approval on it to put back what was there, like when you're replacing a like kind and quality, and had no understanding of that going in, that had to be run through them anyway. And when I found out about it, it had delayed me, and then I went back and went through the what we had to do and did it, and they approved it. But it was just
was some time ago, right?
Yes.
Because they meet twice a month.
That was back in July, I guess it was. The last time, because I didn't know about that with the door. It wasn't like we were changing anything. It was the same thing, just going back, you know, just being replaced. But we got that taken care of.
I'm just concerned about the repetitive delays.
Well, in all fairness, I think it's most of the delays, as I can hear, have not been the fault of Mr. Rapson. In all fairness, I like to just state that, because there were delays with he had to meet with the Pelican Bay board, then he had to get the permits, the raw materials came in. So I think he's made a diligent effort to make things right according to the city code. So I don't think it's fair to penalize him because a lot of these things aren't his fault, at least in my opinion. Would you agree, Danny?
I agree. Unfortunately, it's a wood house,
right.
And he's taken what's damaged out and finding more issues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's put in a fair effort.
He's painted the south side.
I painted the north side, and I painted the west. The west side, I did a bunch of. That was years ago.
Complaints. He's got rid of all the vehicles, all the outside storage. On the south side is where he's now working, and
that stuff was out of there like almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ms. Himes had a second.
Danny, are you still asking for the fine certain of $25 per day?
On November, we can ask for it on November.
Mr. Borns, would you consider amending your motion to include
yes.
the fine certain at $25
yes.
per day. Effective November 2nd if the respondent is not in compliance. Ms. Himes?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a fine certain of $25 per day until compliance is achieved up to a max of $10,000?
That's correct.
Okay. If the property is not brought into compliance by November 2nd. Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign?
Opposed.
This is crazy.
Okay, the motion does carry. What we've done, Mr. Raps, is we're going to allow you until November 2nd to bring the property into compliance. If it is not brought into compliance by November 2nd, there will actually be a fine imposed at the rate of $25 per day until compliance is achieved, up to a maximum of $10,000. What you should understand also is as soon as you bring the property into compliance and you think it's done, everything is done, please contact Mr. Garcia. Okay? Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't realize my phone was on.
There should be music.
I certainly apologize. Let me get rid of this now.
Next, we'll consider case number 5, which is case number CB051169, which is in compliance as of August 22nd, 2011.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We'll move forward with case number 6, which is CB071196, Craig Cotter. Property is located at 213 South Keach Street. We're just here for a progress report. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Currently, the property is still in the same state. Not progress has been made. I took a current picture yesterday. The property still looks in the same state. He hasn't contacted Charles Bryan, which offered assistance at the first meeting. I tried to make contact with the gentleman. Either he doesn't answer the door or he's not home.
What's our compliance date?
The compliance date?
Next month.
Yeah.
Next month?
Okay.
We can move forward with case number 7, which is CB071101101, Linda J. Guido. Property is located at 1109 Jacaranda Avenue. Is the respondent here?
No, it's in compliance 96, but I put some pictures up. I think you had an issue last month that you didn't understand the pictures. It was a 5-foot retaining wall, and what it was is those are it's in compliance now, but she had banana trees and a gate.
Yes, I remember this one.
So just want to let you know before and after shot.
I was very uncomfortable with this case for a couple of reasons. It was on a city easement, and I realized that you can't fence off a city easement. But somehow the city inspected her pool and the enclosure, which included that fence across the easement, and passed it. So I just wasn't comfortable with this case at all. And does anyone maintain that easement? It seems to me she was like improving the easement by putting those trees up.
Right.
I don't know what the rest of the easement looks like.
I think we're acting out of the scope of our duties here. Of course, they're in compliance, and I understand. I certainly appreciate your concerns.
Okay.
They're valid concerns.
Right.
They're in compliance, and unless they, you know.
No, I just want to show you before and after shot.
Yeah.
But
yeah, maybe
thank
you talk
you.
After the meeting or something to save information. But I would deliver
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
In compliance and not here. You've met the woman, so I'd rather not do anything without her being here.
Okay.
Seems as though, if it's okay with the board, it seems Tom only has 3 cases left. Can we just get rid of his cases and then
thank you, sir.
Take those persons who are present, and then we can expedite processing other cases or hearing other
cases. You can get rid of Tom?
Yeah, that's fine.
No objection. Moving forward with case number 8, which is CEB 0711102, Brian Gillespie, Roman numeral 25 LLC, and Rate CRE CDO 1, Roman numeral 1 Limited, Rate Partnership LLP. Property is located at 35 South Ocean Avenue. With an imposition of a fine.
Basically, I guess the attorney's not here, so I guess she's not working for them anymore. She told me if she did not get paid, she won't represent them. So this case and next case, she was representing. Absolutely no contact. Assessed value in 2010, $889,000 on this abandoned property. Looks the same. Transients, squatters. So I'm requesting to impose a fine of $1,000 a day, effective today, and the maximum ceiling to $25,000. Pool's still insecure, signs up. It's a mess. Needs to be bulldozed.
Chair would entertain a motion previously found and responded in noncompliance and imposing a fine of $1,000 per day, effective today, September 8th, 2011, until compliance is achieved, up to a maximum of $25,000.
So moved.
Second.
Who has the motion?
Mr. Harrington.
Mr. Harrington has the motion. Mrs. Smart has the second. Is that correct? Okay. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Would this apply also to case number 8?
No.
Nine, rather?
No.
We have to do those separately. That's 25,000. Case number 9 is CEB 0711103, Mayan Ocean Waters LLC and Daytona Beach 6 LLC and Arbor Realty Participation LLC. Property is located at 103 South Ocean Avenue. Here for imposition of a fine.
Occupied motel. I took a picture yesterday. I think if you can look at the third slide, there's some lot more structural damage on these balconies. I'm going to get with a building official. Maybe we can close some of these motel rooms down. But basically, again, the management's no help. Assessed value $1.8 million. So I suggest imposing a fine of $1,000 a day and the maximum ceiling of $30,000.
Let me ask you, the condition that you that were existed at the time you first inspected, we found an non-compliance today?
Right. Same today, if not worse.
Okay.
With regards to the electrical hazards, are these...
Same.
In the sense of people's dangers?
No. No, it's conduit that's hanging down from the overhang and on the south side of the walls.
Okay. But with
no fire hazard. I had the fire inspector come out and take a look at it. So.
Okay, but you're going to give it a building official as far as the...
The balconies. Not that one. Just a couple shots where the actual balconies or rebars completely... Okay. Concretes are falling off. So.
Okay.
Chair would entertain a motion previously funded and responded to noncompliance and imposing a fine of $1,000 per day effective today, September 8th, 2011. Until compliance is achieved, up to a maximum amount of $30,000. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Harrington. Second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. We're skipping around to case number 23, which is... Which one is on?
She was in page 6.
Oh, page 6. Thank you. Case number 23 is CEB 0911127, Robert C. Nofel, Marion Y. Zaden, Richard Joseph Zaden, and David Zaden as co-trustees. Property is located at 300 Seabreeze Boulevard. Mr. Respondent here. Does it still look like that, Tom?
No, the next picture looks worse.
That's the old grocery store?
Yeah, it's old grocery store. Basically, what it is, the permit was issued on 8/19. He wanted me to drop the case. I refused because he's been doing this since May.
Okay.
It's a Seabreeze, and I'm going to wait till he gets get the permit issued, finaled, and then come in compliance. So right now it's non-compliant.
What date would you like to...
I want them done next month.
Next month.
October 5th.
Sir? Is there a permit
issue? Yeah, it's not final, though.
Do they get 6 months when they get a permit issue?
If it's, yeah, it's up to 6 months, but if it's not final, you can, you know.
Yeah, 6 months in order to utilize the permit.
So how can we find them until they're 6 months old?
For a window, I don't think it's going to take.
See, I didn't get it for the permit. Months. That's the problem. I got them for the window. So yeah. The permit itself.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the permit just allows them up to 6 months to complete the work, and if there's
anything that's required, the IPMC, the actual window itself. So.
Okay. That should only take a couple of weeks.
Well, I agree, but I'm saying the city has given someone a permit, telling them they have 6 months, and then how many months are they into the permit now?
Two.
This?
The second.
Second, so we're going to find them on the third month, and we told them, based upon the permit, they have 6 months.
Right.
I don't know, it seems to be unfair, but do what you guys want to do.
No, that's not, I don't think that's the point of the permit. The permit says, again, that you have up to 6 months to complete the work. Right. It doesn't mean that you have 6 months to bring your property to compliance.
No, I understand. But usually when people take administrative actions, they go and get a permit. The position of the fund is stayed until the permit is out. 6 months goes on, nothing is done, you'll go right to that.
I don't think I'm looking at the prior history of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. The board has a right to do whatever they want. No,
I would be in agreement if the respondent was still waiting for the permit, but the respondent has possession of the permit and has had a couple of months, and we're only talking windows here.
Right. If there was a roofing issue or something like that, yes, I would understand.
I would agree. Chair would entertain a motion previously, finding respondent in non-compliance and allowing respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. So such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Himes, second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them. Go ahead.
Tom, is that building secure the way it is?
No. I mean, if I had a tropical storm, whatever, those boards are down. Like I said, his subcontractor said that he's having issues finding the glass, which doesn't take but 30 days to get the glass, but this is since May. And like I said, I've been working with him every month. You know what Seabreeze area looks like now. So, but it's kind of insecure, but it's the best of his ability right now. That second picture is, if you see the boards will flop when it's windy out. So.
It seems like they're basically maybe a standard size window for a commercial building. Also, right. John, maybe
he's trying to tell me that it needs rebar and the cement, and I looked at it. Yeah, that's just a financial thing, I think. So.
Okay. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. You're all set, Tom. Have a great day. If it's okay with the members of the board, can we just call the persons who are here up, and then we can dispose of the other cases later? If any member of the audience would like to come forward, we can just take your cases. If they're out of order, that's fine. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
What was the case? Number 15. What is it, 15? Yes, 14. We're in compliance. Just wanted to tell you. Sorry, we were a little late.
That's okay. Case number 15 is CEB 08111114, Konakai DB LLC.
Yes, sir.
Property is located at 23 South Hollywood Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Compliance is a 96.
Okay. The property is in compliance as of September 6, 2011.
Yes, sir.
You're all set.
Thank you for your help. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Robert Honeycutt.
What was the case number?
Number 32.
Okay, case number 32 is CEB 09111136, Pamela S. and Robert Honeycutt Jr. Property is located at 20 South Grandview Avenue.
Yes. I do.
Danny, what can you tell us about it?
Basically, the occupational license is on hold. Okay. It was an inspection set up for July 11, 2011 at 10 a.m. It was canceled. Ryan Severson was supposed to do it, and they said it only canceled?
Okay, actually, it was canceled. I have three properties, one located at 319 Fifth Avenue, 20 South Grandview, and then 501 South Butler Avenue. We went to 319. We had two people to evict, and it was canceled because when we showed up for the inspection, they decided they couldn't get in. They didn't want to do the inspection, so the city actually canceled. The inspector canceled and said, call us when you get these people evicted. So the last eviction happened last week, last Tuesday or Wednesday last week, and then we're in the process of cleaning the place up, getting everything out. So we've done all that. This is a different property, but we were going to do all three inspections at the same time. So when they canceled the first one, we never got around to 20 South Grandview, never got around to Butler Avenue. And I have called and left a message with the inspector, told him that I wasn't trying to avoid any issues with the inspections. I've already paid for the licenses. I paid over $400 to get my licenses done. So it's not that I'm trying to avoid the issue, but the fact is that he didn't want to do the inspection, so the city canceled. I didn't make the cancellation on the inspection. These issues right here also on 20 South Grandview, to get back to why I'm here, is they're sending notices to the tenants, not to me. The address they're sending them to is 20 South Grandview, not 3733 Sunrise Oaks Drive. So I got this notice about this violation here last Wednesday before I went to South Carolina for a vacation 5 days. I went and picked up my rent. Tenant called me and said, can you come by and get the rent before you go out of town? She said, by the way, I have a letter from the city. So I got the letter. It told me I was in violation. When I got back Wednesday, we went out there, and 99% of this is done. They're just finishing up the wall. So we're not trying to beat any type of code violation. We need to be notified, and that was sent to 20 South Grandview, that notice.
On the Volusia County appraiser, on the tax roll, it says 20 South Grandview.
Well, that's not where I live. I've never lived there.
Well, it's your responsibility, Mr. Honeycutt, to update the appraiser's office and notify.
I wasn't aware that I've lived at my house for 13 years. I bought this property 3 years ago. I mean, I own the property, but I don't live there, and I did not know. My taxes come to me, so if they send my tax notice to my home, why wouldn't any other notices come to my home?
We can't answer that question.
You know, I'm just letting you know that I was not aware of any situation here, and when I became aware, we jumped right on it. And so by next week, we will redo all the inspections of all the properties, and this property here should be in compliance today.
Okay. We need your contact address, Mr. Honeycutt.
It's 3733 Sunrise Oaks Drive.
Is that in Daytona Beach?
And that's Port Orange, Florida, 32129.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can contact me.
Okay.
Danny, what do you think for compliance?
It's not compliance at this time. Next cut off, and I'll wait for him to call me for re-inspection after the end.
You can go out tomorrow. It'll be done by tomorrow. It's almost done now. He's just tightening up a few things, but everything's been fixed, the windows, the scraping, the wall. I do have a question about the retaining wall. I've got some pictures. You may have it up there. There's the house right there. The wall, there's two walls there. One belongs to me. One belongs to the property to my left. The one to my left is, there is no building there, but there's a wall there that's, as you walk through the front gate, like this is my front gate right here, that pillar is right there. There's a wall on the outside of that wall, and that is tumbling into the next yard. And yet, that's been like that since I've owned the property here. I've got one of the best looking properties on the block, and yet there seems to be an issue with just a little bit of paint. I'm not really complaining about that, but why isn't the one next to me sited, and why isn't that wall repaired? There's no house, yet there's a broken wall that's leaning, and it reflects on my property.
I honestly don't know if there is a case on the house next to you or the property next to you. I can't answer that question personally.
You're talking about the one?
Yeah, I don't have the right. I do have a lot on the block there.
Okay.
I have most of them on the block. But
how about if we meet together and we can discuss it then? That'll be fine.
I have a question about the inspection. The inspection, does that cover the things necessary for the occupational license too?
It won't cover all of
them. It won't cover that.
You're talking about occupational license for inside?
Yes. So when is that going to happen?
We can look at the inside of the property anytime. I mean, and the insides are in great shape. There's nothing wrong. What was cited was the outside. I don't. So when we go out there, whoever the inspector, when he takes a look at the,
so it will cover the occupational license.
Yeah, I've already paid for the occupational license. It's just a matter of, I paid for the inspections.
The
it's just a matter.
That's what I'm asking. Well, if it's separate, when is that going to be attended to? Because there's no occupational license.
Mr. Garcia, we can take a look at the outside tomorrow. I will contact the city today and tell them I'll be ready for an inspection at their convenience, because all my properties are in compliance. And
Martin Stevenson will go for the
right. I talked to Suzette Meeks, and I've explained to her that, you know, she said, wait till you get these people evicted, because we don't want to come out there and not be able to see each unit. Make sure you have, like, fire detectors and so forth and so on. So,
Mr. Honeycutt, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Chair would entertain a motion for the respondent in noncompliance and allow the respondent until October 5th, 2011, to bring the property into compliance, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day, plus a one-time $250 administrative fee. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Boren, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until October 5th to bring the property into compliance, Mr. Honeycutt. If you run into any problems, please notify Mr. Garcia. But you did make it clear you're going to contact her within the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who'd like to come forward? Good morning. What is your case number?
CB 09-11-130.
Case number 26 is CEB 09-11-130. Lori Smola?
That's correct.
Thank you. The property is located at 549 Cedar Street. Excuse me.
I do.
Albert William Smola, Jr.
I'm sorry?
Al Smola.
Will you be testifying also, Mr. Smalley?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is your relationship to Lori Smola?
Husband.
Okay. And you're Lori? Yes.
Eddie, what can you tell us about it?
This property is a rental property. Currently, the tenants have been evicted. Spoke with Lori. The property has major minimum housing damage, interior and exterior. The walls, interior walls, ceiling, plumbing, electrical. As you can see here, in these pictures, the soffit, exterior walls, chip paint. It's major work that needs to be done to the property. The property is unfit for rental at this time. It just needs to 30 days, I believe, for it to be repaired. It's very major damage, interior and exterior.
Okay. Let the record reflect that Mr. Brown has stepped away at 10:03 a.m.
Do they have an occupational license?
Negative, no.
Is it currently occupied?
It's not currently occupied.
They will need one when the repairs are done. If they want, they will need one when the repairs are done, and they want to rent it.
Absolutely, yes.
How long have you owned this property? It's since 03, I believe.
And you've had no occupational license for
7 years? I didn't know I needed one. I do have one on another property that I own. On this particular property, we were working on it, and we had this family plead with us about getting in there because they were living in a horrific property with no water and no electric, and they knew that we were working on this house. And we told them that let's get the bedrooms fit, tiled, painted, and we'll work on the outside of the house later. doing them a favor. I allowed them to come in, and it backfired.
Were they paying you rent?
They paid for a couple months, and then... Yeah, they paid for 2 months and then decided not to pay anymore because they felt that we weren't making the repairs in a
timely fashion.
We could only do so much. I mean, they had 30 people in that house at a time. And because of them being in there, and the inside, more important than the out, is what we were working on. And it has been a disaster since we've had it. It seemed to do more damage than we could keep up with. So now we evicted them, and now we're going to make our repairs before we get our license and have another nice family in, because what I believe is the more nice people we get in, the better the area will be. It is a very bad area. Somebody's already tried to start a fire in there. They've already ripped the copper out. It has not
been easy.
It has not.
Ms. Mueller, have you applied for a permit? And you might need, I'm just saying, you might need some plans. Have you done all of those things as well?
Well, we haven't need permit.
We're still surveying the damage from the last family being in there.
So you haven't started any work?
Applied for, and it has been stated that any electrical would need to be done by a
contractor.
I believe... I believe they sabotaged the house when you came in that day. I really do believe that they damaged some of the things that you're seeing. Like, that's the garage, and I'll be honest with you, that's the last thing that we were thinking about repairing. I mean, I need to get the house inside repaired, and it's cosmetics on the outside. Yeah, it's a couple pieces of rotted wood, but nothing that can't be done. But because we were focusing on the inside of the house, because it really is nice.
The house is being rented. It's all aspects needs to be up to code.
Yeah.
Even the accessories.
Well,
the house.
It's just vacant now.
That it was rented. It's unfit for rent.
Because they pleaded
currently
with
right
us.
Now, it's better to just stay with a time frame that you need to repair the house.
I understand, but they didn't care. They just wanted to move in, and
they're gonna need a little bit
us.
More than 30 days, sir.
Oh yeah.
How much time do you think you'll need?
We both work full time jobs and. And that's not my only property, so...
Keeping in mind, you may need a contractor on board depending on what you're going to do and what's required, and especially an electrician, a licensed electrician.
Electrician's not a problem. A lot of it's just cosmetic work on the outside where the garage is. That's where a lot of the rotted wood is.
Do you have a plan that you could present us next time you visit us, exactly what your timeline, and so that when they come here you can say we did this specifically, and the officer would have a copy of that. That would make it so much easier for us to make a judgment about whether you're in good faith or not.
I agree.
Eddie, would you tell us or explain to the board what you mean by the protective treatment?
Protective treatment is paint.
Okay.
As exterior walls have peeling paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason I ask is because I was thinking maybe some type of weather treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, any wood that's rotten needs to be replaced should be treated.
You also indicated something about, well, you're having your notice foundation walls. Do they need to be stabilized? Do they need to be replaced?
Yeah, I wasn't quite clear on that myself.
What's the...
Foundation walls.
It's a stem wall house.
I'm wondering if there's a structural issue or not.
The foundation that has crawl space, it needs to be covered to avoid rodents or animals.
Okay.
It's the crawling space.
The skirting? Like the skirting around it?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't keep the people to go in there and rip out the copper. Unfortunately, it's not been easy. It's a terrible neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Also, I'd like to let the board know that the notice was done on June. The property is near September, and the time has lapsed, and still nothing has been done.
So that's why I'm suggesting I would like.
We went through a lengthy eviction process.
Yeah, we went through a lengthy eviction process because they were very hostile, nor did we feel safe going on the property with 30 of them running around there. None of them worked. I don't know how these people live.
If you had 30 people and you rented the two, didn't you have a trespassing issue that you could call the police for?
No, because it was all their family. No, at the time, it was just supposed to be just about five of them.
I was informed by the neighbor of the people that came there after dark and stayed the night there. I didn't know. I never seen it myself.
Currently, they can put it on the trespass arrest site since it's vacant currently. You can put it now on the trespass arrest site.
Well, the record, Mr. Brown, has returned. How much time would you all need, Ms. Mola?
Is a year too much to ask?
Yes. That's a little bit unreasonable.
Well, we could do it a little bit at a time and come in and show you that we're making repairs.
Like Mr. Harrington said, I'll make a list of priorities, I guess would be the word.
And what you have actually done.
Yeah, yes. We have done a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I'll be in contact with the
inspector. That both of you work, but we are required to have you bring the property into compliance, and keep in mind that you may need a GC, general contractor, as well as a, depending on what's required. And you're definitely going to need an electrician, licensed electrician on board as well. Eddie, what do you think in terms of clients?
They would need a general licensed electrician for the interior. He's going to do the work. Actually, it's a rental property, so he needs a general contractor.
Right.
It's
not owner occupied. Okay.
He's not homestead property, so he does need a general contractor.
Okay. How much time do you think they would need for compliance?
The city's requesting 30 days, which is the time frame that's fair to come into compliance. Notice has been given in June. We're going on a third month. Property is still stagnant. It is vacant. I know that we're going through an eviction process. Tenants shouldn't have been there to begin with, but that's another issue. But currently, the property should be at least the exterior of the property 30 days. The exterior should be in compliance.
What about the other?
Walls, painting, accessory structure, garage. I think it's a fair assessment, 30 days to repair.
Eddie, in your opinion, is this cosmetic work?
No, this is not cosmetic work. This is major minimum housing violations.
You said for the exterior superficial work, maybe 30 days is sufficient.
The exterior is peeling, painting rotten wood that needs to be removed.
Okay.
As you can see in these pictures here, painting windows. The windows are missing on the east side of the property. There's a picture there. That needs to be replaced. The crawling space, the accessory structure, the garage, the soffit, spaces. There's work that needs to be done here. There's rotten wood that needs to be removed and replaced.
Do you think that can accomplish all of that in 30 days?
With the general contractor, yes.
Okay. Money is an issue, sir. I have to be honest with you. It has not been easy. Starting a fire and ripping out our copper, it was not cheap to repair all that.
The city requests 30 days. If there's a general contractor on site and progress is being made, then I feel the city could present that
and amend.
Ms. Hines?
Is the property secured at this point?
Secured in.
The doors are locked. We had to plywood some of the windows because in fear of somebody was going to vandalize again. I don't live in this house, but you can only go by it so many times. Like I said, it's not the best neighborhood, and they've already stolen the electrical meter. They've taken that. It's frustrating and very upsetting that we're trying to do good, but people just want to do bad. And I need more than 30 days. I'm not renting the house. I don't have money coming in. Can you please give me some more time?
Go ahead, Ms. Times.
Yes, there was a picture that looked like something coming out of the ceiling.
The hole?
That's a garage.
Was that it? No, that's not it. It's.
Could have been the insulation that was falling out?
No, I thought it looked like a rotten hole or something.
Yeah, it was a wood hole.
What is that? That's a bathroom vanity.
No,
how that happened?
I thought it was in the ceiling.
I saw it too. Yeah.
I just would like to know what is that?
Hold on. We've got a lot of crust on here.
One person at a time, please.
Yeah. The only thing I can say is...
get it, but it looked as if it was something up in the ceiling, like a hole. I thought I could see Joyce's, so I was wondering what was that.
I mean,
like
you could see that we have been trying to make repairs on the outside of the house.
I replaced all the wood on the front there and primed and painted.
That's a garage door. That
no, that goes into the pump room.
So, yeah, but it's still the garage.
They took all the receptacle covers off. They took all my...
That, yeah, that's
art.
It.
That's
now,
been
what
repaired.
Is this?
That's been repaired.
I tore out
that?
All the floor joists.
The ceiling and, I want to say, the living room area?
Yeah, right
yeah.
above the...
Oh,
okay.
The there was
that
a...
Has, that has been repaired. He did put the... rock.
Yeah, they overflowed the toilet so many times that the ceiling caved in. They did the same thing into the laundry room also. I'm going to have to go into that.
Are you a licensed contractor, Mr. Smaller?
No, sir.
Because some of the work, it appears, may need a licensed contractor to come in to make these repairs.
The electrical.
You cannot do those things yourself. Let me ask you all, what do you think is a reasonable period of time to bring the property into
compliance?
I would
like 6 months if you allow me to have 6 months.
I'll have the outside looking presentable and far less than that, though. Like he said, 30 days, I could have the outside looking respectable.
The inspector's asked for 30 days, and he wants to make sure that you all have a contractor on board at that time if we decide, the board decides on 30 days, we can amend.
And money is an option
at our next
sir.
Meeting.
Contractors are very expensive.
May I say that this is a rental property?
It will be a rental property when I get it replaced, everything repaired.
I thought you said you rented it to these people trying to help
yeah.
them. Basically, when there is rental property, you have to have a licensed contract to do the work. You can check with our attorney, I might
yes.
be wrong, but...
For any type of work?
Can that stop the appropriate right. board? He needs to talk to the...
No, that's part board. Of the minor major part.
To the enforcement. Our issue at the
when you have the minor major on your
okay.
major needs to be licensed.
Right, need a licensed contract.
My concern at this point is that you've owned this building since 2003. That's 8 years. And I don't know whether... You know,
I have other rental properties. This wasn't one that, because it's so many other
but it's
things.
It's in our city, so.
And I'm trying to clean it up for you.
This is the property, well, it's 8 years. My concern is that it's been 8 years, and my concern is that it's good, one of good faith.
The house was a disaster when we got it.
Well,
we have made.
That was your decision. That has nothing to do with our...
I know, but we have not let it sit for 8 years. We have been making tiling, repairs.
You didn't take pictures of all the good stuff.
I know. It doesn't look that bad on the inside. It really isn't.
All four bedrooms were done. I was working my way down from the...
That's what I would like from you so we know what you're doing. These pictures reflect one thing, and you're saying you've done another... We're trying to be fair to you, and we're trying to represent the city. So come in here with some, you know, evidence of what you've done, this, that, and the other, and this is our plan. Because you've had 8 years to do this. Evidently, you didn't have a plan from the very beginning, and you let it decline to this state.
It was always bad.
Well, then I don't know why you bought it, but that's beside the
investment
point.
Investment property in hopes that it would... Would be beneficial in the future, but other things
I'm
have
in
come up along the way. And
I'm in agreement.
I'm trying
with
to make these cities
hold on,
clean. That's why
Ms.
I'm
Smaller.
Buying in these areas.
Smaller.
It's been tough.
I'm in agreement with Ms. Kundik. You've had 8 years to bring the property into a better state than you bought when you bought it. But if it still remains this way after 8 years, personally, and I'm not speaking for the board, I would have a problem with that. So I'm inclined to agree with the inspector, and you'll have the opportunity to come back to our October 13th meeting to state your case and provide any information as recommended by Mr. Harrington. But Chair would entertain a motion. Well, first of all, do you all agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, and there are some.
Chair would entertain a motion found in respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until October 5th to come into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Himes, second by Mr. Harrington. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Again, you do have the opportunity, Mr. and Mrs. Smoller, to come back to our October 13th meeting. If you do have some documentation that you feel will be helpful in us reconsidering any actions as recommended by Mr. Harrington, please feel free to do so at that time. But again, our meeting is scheduled 9 o'clock a.m., 10, 13, 11. Okay? And if you run into any problems, you have further questions, please speak to Mr. Lopez. In fact, he'll give you one of his cards if you hadn't done
so. We have his number.
Okay?
So we come in and show you that we've made some repairs and we can ask for an extension at that point.
You need to get a licensed contractor to make those repairs.
Painting on the outside needs a licensed contractor?
Oh, yeah, any time.
You need to talk to the inspector.
Okay. Thank you.
Case number 27 is CEB 0911131, Clinton and Margaret Smith, which is in compliance as of August 26, 2011. Are there other members of the audience?
Yeah, like on and then number 13.
13.
709 East International Speedway.
Number 13 is CEB 0811111, David and Susan Harrah. Property is located at 709 East International Speedway Boulevard.
Are you with 13 also?
No, 13.
Oh. Okay. This was up for to impose a fine. At first, I didn't hear from the owner. What happened was the owner had hired a contractor, Jake Crandall, here. He came on board and made some repairs. He's got the landscaping under control, and found that he didn't realize that we needed some painting to be done. So he's going to get a hold of the owner so he can get permission to do the painting. So I'd like to amend to the next cutoff, allowing him to do so.
Danny, yes. Before that, you just mentioned painting. Has everything else been taken care of?
Everything, but there's a retaining wall that right there that they repaired.
So that's done?
Yeah, that's done. They just need to paint it. And also, there's some painting needs to be done on the west side and a little bit right here you see on the east side and then in the rear. And then it'll be completed.
So the dilapidated stairway and all that's been taken care of?
No. So he's going to take care of that also.
Can it be done before October 5th? Danny, would you like to consider a fine certain, or would you just like to ask that the property be brought into compliance by October 5th?
Having a compliance by then.
Chair would entertain a motion on amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Is there anyone else?
Not on this case.
No. Could you come forward? What's your case number?
14. You're the man.
Case number 14 is CEB 0811112. I believe that's Trustee LLC or TRST LLC. Property is located at 502 Rio Vista Avenue.
Jeff Ballard.
Ballard?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Ballard, what is your relationship to the
LLC? Well, I'm not actually representing the owner. I'm here because I have something I need to say about this case, but I want him to present his first. And basically, he makes his recommendations, and then I would like the opportunity to read one thing to the board after you've completed everything.
And what is your relationship to the property?
I'm the neighbor. I'm the complainant.
All right. Okay, Danny, what can you tell us?
Well, basically, I was going to ask for a fine. I haven't had any contact recently. I did have one, and he said that he was going to make the repairs, that he didn't start from the only thing he had to do, the main thing he had to do was the plumbing. He started on the plumbing. He said he finished, but he didn't. I got back with him on that, and he still had some more. I had, if you recall, we had a inspector, a plumbing inspector, go out there. I had him go out there with me. We looked at it, and we found that there was a couple issues that he needs to take care of. But as for the other violations, none of it was done.
With this case, last time we had the neighbor brought this in.
It was the neighbor's wife.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, okay.
Mr. Ballard, if you'd like to come forward and share some thoughts with us, we'd appreciate it.
My only thought is this has been going on since January. I understand that Mr. Garcia did not open the case until May, but he was not the code enforcement officer. So I want everybody to understand that. The numerous leaks, they've got some of them fixed. As he said, they haven't done it. But doing a little research in the Code of Ordinances, in Section 22-33, presenting condition of imminent danger. This is a health issue. Has been a health issue now for 9 months. Almost 9 months. 4 days, it'll be 9 months. If you look on the agenda, it says exterior property not safe and sanitary. If you go back to the Code of Ordinances, the city can take action 5 days. You could actually go in there and you could fix it. I don't know if you have the authority to have that ordered, what the where it has to come from, if it has to come from Ms. Miller or what. But I want it on record that you do have the ability 5 days to go in and take care of the problem and bill the owner. And after 9 months, I think that is a reasonable request. You do it in less than two on lawn mowings. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Is the property occupied?
Yes, it is.
Is it owner occupied?
No.
It's a trust. It's an LLC. Okay. Owner is an LLC.
Sorry.
What's your recommendation, Dan?
Well, I stated that I put on here $100 a day, and it's capped at $25,000. And that's for the plumbing issue where he's talking about 5 days. They needed a permit for that. They weren't able to get it within 5 days.
Who wasn't able to get it?
The owner. Well, he hired a plumbing licensed plumber, and they weren't able to get it. They did apply right away. That was the first thing we attacked,
right,
you know, for them to do.
Right, I remember last month.
Right, that was the first thing.
You were going to go over there.
Right. They did do all the plumbing. In the pictures, you can see the new plumbing that was all redone. But they left out on the rear side, the north side, they left something that they were supposed to cap off. They also left off this cap right here on the ground, on the front, mm-hmm. Which is still open. And that was it that we're aware of. I did have the plumbing check out this sound of leak, which his wife mentioned. He went just looked under the area where the plumbing was that she said where she heard the leak, and he seen nothing, no evidence of leak, and didn't hear anything. But nevertheless, this is the pipe here that doesn't have, it's not closed off.
Where there was talk about sewage.
That was repaired. That was on the ground. It was dug up, and it was leakage. It was some sewage or some that liquid that was coming up the ground. But they did dig that under, and they did fix
that.
So
that's been repaired.
Yes.
The sewer pipe has been repaired.
Yes, it has.
So what are these other uncapped?
The other, the uncapped two, which is maybe where she's hearing the water dripping whenever they use the plumbing upstairs.
But I'm saying, where did the plumbers say these pipes were?
The inspector, we took pictures of where the inspector, see, this is how it was before, I originated. Mm-hmm. That's been all repaired.
So the inspector is saying the property is now safe and sanitary?
For the leakage where that was, yes.
So we basically have to cover the, we'll put a cap.
They have to put a cap on the sewer cap on the front.
Yeah.
This drainage cap that's mm-hmm. open in the front.
Mm-hmm. Same thing on the one in the back.
And on the back, they have to close off the pipe that's open. There's a pipe in the back mm-hmm. That's open. You see a little rust on it right there.
And the rust is caused because it's still leaking.
And why has it taken them so long to do this? I mean, that doesn't seem like major. I mean, this work.
The last time I talked to him, I told him those are the things you need to take care of.
And, they just refused.
And
to do
I
it.
Haven't. Yeah, he hasn't done it. He said I'll do it, and he hasn't. I told him you haven't even taken care of the screen. That's simple. He can do in minutes. That's still the peeling paint. The now I noticed the last inspection, the grass is overgrown. I don't know if they cut it recently.
Yes.
You got mildew. He hasn't done none of it. He's just done the plumbing, and that was it.
Danny, when was your last conversation with the respondent?
It was probably about 2 weeks ago.
What's your recommendation in terms of a fine, or are you planning to allow extra time?
I was recommending the fine imposed right now.
How much?
$100 a day until coming and until he comes into compliance, and $25,000 cap.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion previously filed and respondent
non-compliant. Before you do that,
I believe because I was out of the state at last month's meeting, that's why I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. I believe you discussed retroactive back to September 1st, or back to the previous meeting. I believe if they were not in compliance by September 1st.
Is that reflected in the record?
I think he's correct.
Was their complaint date was September 1st?
Yes. We don't see that in the record, Mr. Ballard.
I think that was a discussion.
Yeah.
That part of the motion.
It wasn't part of the order.
It might have been
the motion.
Discussion.
Chair would
enter. Their complaint date was September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You can find
that
as September 1st.
Okay. I'll be fine.
Chair will entertain a motion previously finding respondent non-compliance and imposing a $100 fine per day effective September 1st, 2011 until compliance is achieved with a maximum amount of $25,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Harrington. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Is there anyone else?
Number 34, next to the line.
Case number 34 is CEB 0911138 206 Main Street, LLC. Property is located at 9 South Halifax Avenue.
Good morning. Gary Ballard. No relation.
Oh, okay. Does he sound like lawyer from the testimony you're about to provide?
Is
the truth
of
the nothing
about
the
truth?
I do. Good morning, Mr. Ballard.
Good morning.
Before we get started and hear from the inspector, can you tell us your relationship to 206 Main Street, LLC?
Yes, sir. I'm the managing member.
Danny, what can you tell us about it?
It's in compliance right now. I was just going to amend to the next cutoff. The landscaping has been taken care of. Outside storage has been taken care of. The only thing we have is the issue with just the peeling paint.
Okay.
But the other, just Danny, two things. One, you said it's in compliance. We'll amend to the next cutoff.
No, I said non-compliance, next cutoff.
Okay. I thought you said compliance, too.
Yeah, I thought. But and then again, the two items you mentioned weren't on here. It's just on here for peeling and flaking paint.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Ballard, the inspectors recommended we allow you until October 5th, but you can please feel free to make any comments that you like.
We'll take that. We were going to ask for 60 days. Our only issue is they wanted to pressure clean in order to blast off the peeling paint before they painted. But we've got a leak apparently inside. When you turn the water on, we get water running out of a utility room or something. So we got to address that before we can get water for the painter. So we were going to ask for 60 days. Property's directly behind Main Street, so we got Biketoberfest coming up. That was our only concern there.
The only reason why I mentioned outside storage and landscaping was because I did sign up for that, but I didn't put it on here. They came in compliance, so I took those off.
Gotcha.
And I only put what I had issue with.
Will this property be used for anything during Bike Week or any?
We don't anticipate it being so.
I just want to make sure before, if we do noncompliance, will he won't be able to participate? Is that still in effect?
I don't know if it's on the master plan or anything like that, but he says he's not going to. So.
Okay. There are plans for it.
Yeah, if we have issues with it, what we wind up doing is signing him for whatever parking issues or whatnot.
Mr. Ballard, how long do you think it will take to rectify the leak? The leakage problem.
We hope not long. We're going to have a plumber look at it, though. When the water is turned on, apparently there's a water starts flowing out of utility room or something like
vacant.
That. It's a vacant property.
Oh,
yes. There's nobody in it or anything.
Can you have that done within 30 days and then take care of the peeling paint?
The peeling paint will be a quick fix.
We don't want to paint if there's going to be seepage and then it's going to create a problem. You're back at square one.
Right. The paint will be a quick one once they blast it because it's just the window sills or something like that because the house is vinyl sided, so it's only window sills.
It's mainly around the window sills. It's wooded and it's all peeling. You can.
Okay.
How about a November 2nd cutoff date?
That's what we were. We surely should be able to do that.
Okay.
Mr. Ballard, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
I do.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allow the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Can I request for him to get on the trespass to rest program for the Biketoberfest?
I think it's on it.
Is it on it? Okay.
I think we are.
Okay. And then you can remove it.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Dan, what's the trespass thing you referred to?
What it is that in case someone is on the property, they would be arrested.
That's special for Bike Week?
Well, no, I was only requesting because it's vacant and he's not renting.
Okay.
That way they know there's no tenant in the property.
I understand.
And nobody can say that someone allowed me to park.
Right.
Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until November 2nd, Mr. Ballard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to help get Dan out of here.
Number 35.
5063 Vista, number 35.
You need to swear me in again? Okay. Case number 35 is CEB 0911139 C. Baker Incorporated. The property is located at 506 Rio Vista Avenue.
Can you leave it on that picture?
Yes.
Danny, okay. What can you tell us about this one?
It's in non-compliance next cutoff. I had no contact whatsoever with anyone.
Okay.
Except
Mr.
for
Ballard?
The neighbor that's complained about it.
Okay.
My biggest complaint is not the peeling paint, the stairs, anything like that. If you look at that picture right there, you can see that the front of the house, look at the right-hand garage door, is leaning. I'm just trying to get it on record that that house is leaning, it is twisting, and it is starting to lean towards my house.
Mr.
It actually has a 4-inch bolt.
We can only at this point deal with those things that the inspector has brought forward as being non-compliant, which is peeling paint, unsecured stairs, no address numbers, roof patches, and unsecured handrails.
I understand that. I'm just trying to get it on record because that was in my original complaint.
And you can speak to me.
And it was never brought up.
One of the building inspectors, Ron Roberts, went out and checked out the leaning complaint, and he didn't find anything. If he found something, he reported it to Mark Criswell,
where Mark Griswold, I spoke to him, and he told me that he didn't have an issue with it meeting.
Okay.
So I just wanted it on record, that's all.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Chair would entertain a motion found in respondent in noncompliance and allow the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved. So moved.
Motion second. By Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 10 is CEB 08106, Beach Apartments LLC. Property is located at 219 South Grandview. We are here to consider imposition of a fine.
This is Mike's. I'm taking this case for him while he's out. He was asked to amend it to the November cutoff and have a progress in October.
Did he tell you why this goes on since March?
He says that it's 80% done.
Oh.
And there's not much more to do, right. But he's asking for a little more time to complete it.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day.
So moved.
And requiring a progress report at our October 13, 2011 meeting.
Second.
Such a motion. Ms. Kundick has the motion. Mr. Brown has the second. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 11 is CEB 08111108, Thomas Kevin Nicely. Property is located at 414 Poinsettia Road. Good morning, Barbara. We finally got around to you, huh?
Good morning. The case is still in noncompliance. As I stated before, Mr. Nicely is in Tennessee. I got a call actually last Thursday. They're working for the bank, and they're supposedly going to be taking care of the property because this property is going into foreclosure. However, I would still like to impose a $200 day fine capped at $10,000. City is actually looking to recoup $1,300 for boarding up the property, and they filled in the pool with dirt.
And the cap was $10,000, Barbara?
Yes.
Chair would entertain a motion previously finding respondent noncompliance and imposing a fine of $200 per day until compliance is achieved effective today, September 8, 2011, with a maximum amount of $10,000 and allowing the recipient to recoup any expenditures that have been made to secure the property and or fill the pool, etc.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Bourns, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Question, how does the city go about recouping its $1,300?
Lien.
Okay.
Probably not. Look, I don't think we can lean on cost. I don't believe
property is sold, someone dies, you get your money.
Yeah, that exists.
Well, this one's gone into foreclosure, so that's possible, isn't it? Unless
the
city is
retail, whatever happens
to
the foreclosure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Case number 12 is CEB 08111109, Thomas Kevin Nicely. Property is located again at 414 Poinsettia Road. That's different.
No, it's the same property, just two different ones.
Different
for the
violations.
Right, different violations. It's still non-compliance. $200 day fine, capped at $10,000.
Chair will entertain a motion previously finding respondent non-compliance and imposing a fine of $200 per day, effective today, September 8, 2011, until compliance is achieved. Will the maximum amount of $10,000, is there such a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We have disposed of case numbers 13, 14, and 15. Case number 16 is CEB08115, Nathan Ahrens. Property is located at 47 South Hollywood Avenue.
Compliance is 96.
Thanks, Vicki.
96.
According to the inspector, the property is in compliance as of September 6, 2011. Case number 17 has been disposed of and is in compliance as of 8/12/2011. For the record, case number 18 was also in compliance as of August 12, 2011. We've disposed of case numbers 19, 20, and 21. Case number 22 is CEB09111126, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. The property is located at 121 South Grandview Avenue.
Non-compliance. I'm actually willing to give them 2 months. November cutoff. He has wood to replace. He did supposedly, I have a letter that he went to redevelopment in May. Redevelopment is out of funds, so he's going to have to be doing it out of pocket. They won't have matching funds. But
Who is he?
Pardon?
Who is he?
Who is the owner, Barbara? I need to
GEA
is very familiar.
Mr. Aberman.
Mr. Aberman?
Jack Aberman.
Is the owner.
Right.
I was going to ask as well because there's a similar organization that's owned by a former business partner of mine, and I wanted to be clear that I wasn't.
That's what I was after.
That he was involved with. Okay, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Borns. Other questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Yes. This is the Main Street CRA we're talking about, has no more funds to help people.
For this year. Okay. I mean, I have it in a letter saying...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. The new year.
Okay. They were first notified in May, so what have they done this summer to improve this?
Nothing.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Nothing. Okay. So why do we...
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And if he does, because he gets the court orders when people usually start doing something, it's going to take them 60 days probably to do it. He's got landings and railings in the back.
Is this house occupied?
Yes.
It's occupied.
This is occupied?
Yes, it's rental.
I have concerns about the safety issues here.
I don't think it's really structural. It's exterior that I'm aware of. I have not been inside.
I see here, what I've got, it says failure to make porches, balconies, and railings secure. The balconies and railings are...
He's got to put railings, so that, like a child, up to code. There are no children at there. There are no children at this rental.
Barbara, when it says porches, it's not something similar to another case we saw where the porches...
No.
Okay.
I still don't think, since he's done nothing, that I'd be willing to support 2 more months. I'd like to see next month.
I agree. It's the board's decision, but I myself personally tend to lean more toward the inspector's opinion because he or she is normally out there and they know exactly what the circumstances are. If there is anything else, Bobby, you'd like to share?
Well, unless you want to make it a fine certain in 2 months, that's fine. I don't know if we can do
that. Did you talk to these people in June, July, and August?
No, I just heard from them last week when they evidently got the order.
And their statement on last week was?
Well, that they had been, she faxed me over a copy showing that they had applied to city.
Okay, that's
evidently
right.
Yeah.
Barbara, do we have the correct mailing address for the
yes.
corporation?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Because I'm sure the property address is far different than the corporation's address. We do have a motion and a second. Are there any additional questions or comments or amendments to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
No.
Two that have abstained?
No.
Two voted no, excuse me, not abstained. I'm sorry. Misspoke then. Okay.
Page 7.
We have disposed of cases 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Case number 28 is 09-CEB-09-11132, Arthur James Crump. Property is located at 418 Maple Street.
This is an apartment complex. I spoke with the property owner. He's painting the building. As a matter of fact, he called me this morning that he's painting the building today. City requests 30 days and bring up info on the next hearing date. I should have pictures, and the property should be painted and repaired, the windows, and the rotten wood should be removed.
Right. What about the electrical?
The electrical, it was lighting fixtures and wiring, and that has been repaired. I think there's a picture on there on that.
So, Eddie, by exterior walls, are you referring to just painting?
Yeah, he needs to paint the exterior walls, remove some rotten wood that's towards the south side of the building. There's a picture there. That window there, it's cracked. Needs to be replaced. Exterior wall there needs to be painted, sealed and painted.
Okay. Building vacant?
No, it's rented. It's a rental apartment complex there. I believe all the units are has tenants.
Do they have an occupational license?
Yes.
Okay. And you said next cutoff?
Please.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to come into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 29 is CEB-09-11133, Eva M. Wright. Property is located at 115 South Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Violation has been cured on in compliance, yes.
There. What was the date?
Today's date, the 8th.
They moved the boat?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't even notice it.
I'm sorry?
Didn't even notice it. I usually see it when I go down.
Based on inspector's testimony, the property is in compliance as of September 8, 2011. Case number 30 is CEB-09-11134, Kendall Footman. Property is located at 416 Alamanda Street.
Non-compliance, next cutoff, no contact.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent bring the property into compliance by October 5th, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Borns. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Do you have a question?
This goes back to April the 7th.
This was a tenant that made some complaints. I went and did what happened is it started off with an occupation license. Building permit, building inspector went in, and then he put it in, he transferred it to me to have it done. So I went down, I looked at it and found numerous violations, cited the owner, and then had no, the letters came back returned. It unsigned, so I had to do postings, and that's why we're gone. We had no contact with him, nothing at all.
Okay.
Danny, is the house still occupied?
Yes, and that was another issue. The owner was trying to kick out the tenants because they stopped paying rent. They stopped paying rent because none of the issues were being corrected, and it's still the way you see it, and they're still in there, and they're not paying rent, and it's a mess. Mm. They have mold and mildew. They have electrical issues. They have plumbing issues. They have peeling paint. They have the windows are They're nailed shut. They're drilled shut. Smoke detectors are out. There's a step in there. There's tiles popping up. They have children, and I don't know why they're staying.
This to me is a real safety issue. When you have tenants in there, whether they're paying rent or not is not our responsibility. There are legal avenues for both parties to resolve that.
Right.
My concern is with the safety of this, having this place occupied at this point. It doesn't seem very safe to me, and it's a health issue. And I think that we can, can we move faster on this than a month? I mean, can we get the tenants kicked out?
Oh, we can't get tenants out.
We can't.
No.
Even if there's a safety issue, we can't.
No, I can't kick any tenants out.
The city would be responsible for getting a place to live if I remember correctly.
Oh. The last time I spoke to a tenant, she said that she was looking for another place, but she's been in there still.
When was your first contact with this property? I know it says 4-7. What was the actual? Do you have any? Was this your original case?
Yes.
When did you first contact them?
It was back in.
It says 4-7.
4-7, back in April.
How? And it was in this same condition then?
It's it's pretty much the same.
So
it's
what have we done?
The only thing they did was repair a broken window, and now it's cracked again.
Okay, what could we have done to speed up this process between then and now? I mean, this is that these conditions have been existing for 5 months with tenants maybe in danger, maybe not. But what could we have done to speed that up? I'm talking to all of us. This is getting ridiculous where we go. We have these horrible conditions, and we're still talking about them 5, 6, 7 months, a year later.
I agree, but I would like to say to Mr. Chairman, I think four is evicting. That's not our responsibility.
No.
We don't even need to get into that. I'm just saying. We need to deal with what he gives us and the due process that the code enforcement do.
Right. The tenant said that the owner was
here for a year or almost 2 years.
I just wanted to chime in. You know, Mr. Herring, we've definitely improved. The origination date used to go back years, but we've definitely improved, and I think it's a slow process, but it's one we're working on.
And this wasn't even my area. I was covering for another code officer, you know, that had resigned, so, you know, I took on extra.
My concern really is with the health and safety of the tenants. I mean, finding somebody does not cure the problem, so when there's such flagrant violations and health and safety issues, are we allowed to recommend that the fire department go in there, or we have a building inspection, or Mark Criswell goes in there? Are we allowed to do that?
Yes, you could recommend that, but you can't order anybody to do it.
You can't order that done.
Right. Well, Ron Roberts was in there, and he just...
Who's that?
Ron Roberts, the building inspector, had failed the occupational license. And on top of that, the way we to try to continue with it, he turned it over to me, and I went inside, assessed all the damages, and cited the owner to make all repairs. Unfortunately, he just ignored it. You know, the post office made several attempts, and it came back to me, and then, you know.
Is the owner local?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's been before
Kendall Footman. He's been to the board before on several matters.
Danny, you just mentioned the occupational license, and I noticed that wasn't one of the violations. I don't know if you wanted to add that on.
No, that was one that was added prior, and it failed. And being that, you know, they turned it over to me to cite everything that it failed for.
Yeah, one of the things you talked about with the occupational license, and this is one of these great opportunities, we had this concern that with the occupational license, that we just cite an occupational license and they never do anything.
Right.
Correct.
When it's rental
property off in the yard with the inside, because we can't get inside, we can cite them for all the things.
Everything that's
wrong. That's how we went further. In the past, we just stopped it there. Right. They failed the occupational license, and then they wouldn't get in, and that was it.
Sometimes now, the rental property, but we don't have a renter that's cooperative.
Gotcha.
So we can't get in to cite the problem, so we have this
So, does the city have any liability when we know that there are these flagrant health and safety issues?
I think that would, if we took no action, could be a problem.
Okay.
But we have to give due process, and our way to do our due process is that we find them in non-compliance. We ask them to comply with it in 30 days, and then we can go ahead and impose a fine. That's what we can do. In certain cases, however, if you really, some communities have money set aside. For example, with pools, like the county, for example, the board may often will say we want to recommend to county council that they spend the money to secure the pool.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any health, safety, or matters, we can do that. We can ask city commission if they would go ahead and spend the funds to secure whatever has to be done to take the health, safety problem away and leave the property. But we can't order it. We can't have the city decides they don't want to spend the money. They don't have to spend the money.
Now, reasonable time to correct. I'm reading from something that we got at Code Workshop from the Florida statutes, that the inspector, when he finds a violation, if the violation is a serious threat to public health, safety, or welfare, or is irreparable, no time to correct the action is required. And then it says it can be scheduled for a hearing. So
they can ask that they be corrected immediately, but we still have a hearing.
Right, okay.
Danny, I noticed that you sent your card to 604 Bellevue Avenue. I think that's one of Mr. Footman's business addresses.
Yes,
we have another address, a residential address perhaps, because I think he did previously live in LPGA.
I don't have another one on the appraiser.
Was there a motion at all, or do we need to ask for a motion?
I believe we're just waiting for a vote. Okay.
Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 31 is CEB 0911135, Donald and Amber McMillan. Property is located at 815 South Beach Street and 817. I'm assuming South Beach Street.
Correct.
All right, next to each other.
These are rentals.
Yeah, these are rentals. They're vacant, but every time I go there seems to be one guy and a dog there. He says he's watching the place. Broken windows. There's a junk vehicle in the back. Outside storage. That nothing's been done. Sighted them and haven't done anything. And I've had to post it. The letters came back returned.
Have any contact at all with the owner?
No, no contact. Just the guy that's
that was the yard just then?
I'm sorry?
That was the yard?
That's the rear yard.
Where is this? Is that near the 7-Eleven?
It's south of it.
South of it. Okay.
Yeah, it's... Just south of it.
Did you have something else to say?
No.
Chair would entertain a motion for the respondent non-compliance, allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Just for the record, we have disposed of cases number 32, 33, 34. 33 is in compliance as of August 26, 2011. Case number 34 was previously disposed of, as well as case number 35. Is there any miscellaneous business by any member of the board? Oh, yes. Mr. Harrington has stated that he will not be present for our October 13th meeting, and I would like to ask that Mr. Harrington be excused. Do we need a motion? Okay. I'm going to ask that he enjoy himself, and I'm
yes.
I'll be in Hawaii.
Totally envy.
Yes.
Envious.
I'd like to deny that, then, if he's going to Hawaii.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to say that I was in a meeting. And it was really an educational meeting, but, you know, the topic was our boards, not only the cold vote, but, and there was a gentleman there, an older gentleman, said, not from us, but from Barron's, that they told him to get this loan. I think sometimes we step out, I know our hearts go out mm-hmm. for them, mm-hmm. but I really don't want anyone trying to sue me, although they wouldn't get anything, but sometimes we can't give suggestions or things that the property owner can do. I don't think we should, because sometime they go and try to do this, mm-hmm. and if it goes bad, like this gentleman now, he has help going after that war. And I think that's just a concern of mine. Maybe their attorneys see it different, but I would like for it. I know our heart bleeds, but let's don't get there.
I agree, Mrs. Himes, and I think both of our attorneys that are present try to direct us in the right direction, Mr. Sino and Mr. Jackson, because there are certain things that are outside of the purview and authority of this board, and I think they do a very good job of trying to advise us in the right direction, as I think Mr. Sino did earlier this morning. So I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Right. You know, we really do not have... Think of ourselves as judges. The judge, when he made a ruling, wouldn't go back and say, well, by the way, this is what you can do, and this is what you can do, and this is what you can do. Really, even though we feel for these people and we want to help them out, that's the code inspector's responsibility to talk to them, mm-hmm. tell them what they can do, what they can't do. Okay.
The other end of that spectrum, though, that I think, what is it, Portman? You got total ignoring this completely. We'll file a lien. Do we have to go to the city to ask for permission to litigate, to foreclose on the lien?
I don't know. What is the procedure on that? We've never done that.
No, we've adopted a general foreclosure policy that has been granted that says that all your liens, once they reach the time period, are subject to foreclosure by the city upon the determination of the city. Upon the city's determination of foreclosure. What we have happening right now is that we're reviewing the whole, all of the lien cases periodically, methodically, with a monthly meeting that's staffed, organized with various departments in the agency, looking at the cases and then seeing if they are appropriate for what's the next step on these cases that have been reached this point of fine and not have running fines. Where do we go next? Are we going to collections? Are we going to foreclose? What's the next action? So, yeah, we're the city has taken that step on what looking at the cases in that manner. All properties aren't the best resolution for all properties, at least from the perspective of the city, is not trying to take them to foreclosure. One foreclosure is lengthy. Foreclosure can sometimes be lengthy, can sometimes be costly, and the outcome is many times obtaining property that you have no use or purpose for. So they look at all of the whole range of things that we can do, which may be collections, may be other motivators for trying to negotiate and settle another matter.
But Tony, there's two things that I want to point out. Number one is that not all properties are foreclosable, because some of these properties have some really outstanding liens, and they come before our lien, and there's no way we can go ahead and pay these off. The city would be, you know, can't do that. So even though the property may be in really bad shape, but there's a whole bunch of liens on the property that are ahead of us, we're kind of stuck. However, if there were a property out there that doesn't have those liens, it's really a good idea to start the foreclosure, because once the word gets out in the community, the city means business. It'll stop. It'll make sure that a lot of these people who are just ignoring us won't be ignoring us, because now they're going to lose the property. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Well, I mean, at any time, you could always, as Cindy said before, recommendations from the board, obviously, they are recommendations, and they're heard and they're considered. So, I mean, anytime the board feels strongly about an issue and want to make some a recommendation to city staff or to the commission, you know, obviously it's acknowledged.
Right. Okay. To Amy, I like to say your mind is better than mine, but I'm going to look. I thought we did say retroactive on that real problem.
You might have, but it didn't go in the minutes.
I really do.
Impossible.
You know, when the lady was here, and she talking about all the sewage that if they didn't correct it.
The neighbor.
I guess the problem, if I could speak to that, I think the problem is that was the first time we saw it, that, right? I think that was the first time it was before the board.
Right.
Yeah. So the only retroactive can only go back as far as the existing board order. So you can't go back to when they first noticed it.
No, that's a repeat violation. You can't do that.
Okay. That's why I said that you could impose the fine, because the compliance date was the first, and you can impose the fine effective the first, instead of the eight today, which is the eight.
Yeah, have we gone through sometimes like we cycle through three and four, maybe, and if we were reaching back then, that may be a different situation, but in this situation, that was the start of the campaign.
Mr. Harrington, do you have any comments?
Nope.
Mr. Smart?
Yes. We had a discussion regarding item number 30. That was Danny's one here. This is the one owned by Footman, and it has a number of Lutco plumbing issues, mold issues, and it was said, you know, about the safety issues. You know, and then is there anything that we can do? We can't speed it up, but you mentioned that we could go to the commission and see if they would foot the bill to take care of this and then bill the owner.
What we actually have is a condemnation process, and I think that's what the other gentleman was bringing up when he read about 5 days and looking at health safety, and that's an evaluation made by the chief building official. I kind of hear Danny saying maybe that happened, maybe it didn't. I did make a note to just tell him to make sure we check and make sure the chief building official has made a determination on whether or not it is condemnable or not. I mean, there are other things in the statute, of course, that, you know, powers, but the main one that they were expressing about the health safety was related to things happening rapidly is related to our condemnation authority.
But on the other hand, Tony, if the code enforcement staff feels that there is a situation where there is a health, safety, or welfare, it should be brought to our attention. And we could follow up by at least recommending to the city commission that they spend the funds to resolve the problem.
Right. Well, you have the 16204.
Right. So the 162 says this board can take any orders that will enforce what they're do any action to enforce their orders, so we can do that.
Yeah.
The problem is it's difficult because we don't have the authority to order the city to expend public funds.
But we can request it.
But we can request it.
We can request it. So, like on this number 30 here, this was it, Alamandra Street, 416 Alamandra Street. We could request.
You could. Yes.
Ms. Kundick.
So we can. I think the biggest issue is not that the city fix those things, but that
the resident move.
The resident move.
Yeah, well, we can't do that.
Yeah. Can't do that.
You can't do that at all, even if it's.
Yeah, if I can just say, Ms. Condon made a reference.
I mean, when you condemn things, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's different.
Actually, your reference was really to the 160, from that sheet, was
right.
Really to the 162. I think it's 162.04.
Yeah.
And in that area, it gives the authority of the board to make a request for the city to make repairs. And if that's not what you're asking for,
right.
There's no real other power other than that.
Right.
Ms. Hines? Mr. Barnes? I hope everybody has a great month.
Peter?
Tony.